The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about a machine learning of walking patterns, which could help predict MS progression. A machine learning-based method that examines walking abnormalities in people with multiple sclerosis could help identify patients who are at high risk of worsening symptoms, a study suggests. The study, Predicting Multiple Sclerosis from Gait Dynamics Using an Instrumented Treadmill, a Machine Learning Approach, was published in Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, Transactions on Biomedical Engineering. Difficulty walking is one of the most common symptoms of MS. However, walking abnormalities can be difficult to measure objectively. Each person's gait is distinct, as it is affected by the particular mechanics of their body. Plus, walking patterns tend to change with age, and it can be difficult to distinguish age-related changes from disease-driven abnormalities in older people with multiple sclerosis. In the new study, a team led by researchers at the University of Illinois used machine learning to better identify walking abnormalities in older MS patients. Biomechanical systems, such as walking, are poorly modeled systems, making it difficult to spot problems in a clinical setting. Richard Sowers, PhD, professor at the University of Illinois and co-author of the study, said in a press release, "We wanted to get a sense of the interactions between aging and concurrent MS disease-related changes, and whether we can also differentiate between the two in older adults with MS," added Manuel Hernandez, PhD, study co-author, and also a professor at the university. Conceptually, machine learning involves feeding a set of data into a computer. Then, based on certain predetermined mathematical constraints, the computer develops algorithms to make sense of the data. For example, finding algorithms to distinguish between persons with or without MS. The researchers collected gait data on 20 older people with MS, as well as 20 people without MS who were matched to the MS patients in terms of age, weight, and sex. The participants were twice analyzed while walking on a specifically designed treadmill, once while walking and once while walking and talking simultaneously. Using specialized software, the researchers collected a battery of variables related to the participants' gait, such as how quickly they walked, how long each step was, how much space was between their feet, and also used various statistical methods to mathematically account for expected person-to-person differences. The results revealed some broad trends in walking patterns. For example, people with MS tended to walk slower, take shorter steps, and have more space between their feet. Importantly, however, these were considered trends and not distinct features of MS. In general, no individual or combination of features exhibit clear, non-overlapping patterns characterizing MS, the researchers wrote. Then, these varied data were fed to the computers for machine learning. Machine learning techniques seem to work particularly well At spotting complex hidden changes in performance, Hernandez said, we hypothesized that these analysis techniques might also be useful in predicting sudden gait changes in persons with MS. A variety of different machine learning algorithms were used. Generally, they showed good performance. For example, many algorithms were used to differentiate between people with or without MS. Of note, removing pieces of the data made these models less accurate, highlighting the importance of including all of the different aspects of gait that were analyzed. Among MS patients, many of the analyzed gait features were significantly correlated with the extent of disability. For example, slower walking speed and shorter step length were significantly associated with higher scores on the expanded disability status scale. Overall, results may aid neurologists to understand advancing disease with aging and identify meaningful-based strategies for identifying people with multiple sclerosis. The team noted that this kind of gait-based analysis could make it easier to identify people with MS who are about to experience a worsening of symptoms. Early detection of these inflection points in older people may lead to concise and effective detection strategies, and in turn benefit both patients as well as clinicians to curtail MS therapy expenses, they wrote. A notable limitation of this study is the relatively small number of people analyzed. As such, further research is needed to more fully characterize gait abnormalities among people with MS. In the study, we are trying to extract conclusions from data sets that include many measurements of each individual, but a small number of individuals, Sauer said. The results of this study make significant headway in the area of clinical machine learning-based disease prediction strategies.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Ed Tobias.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. This new tool can help you choose which DMT to use. Sometimes it seems as if people with MS are asked to flip a coin to make what's arguably the most important decision about their treatment, which disease-modifying therapy, or DMT, to use. More than 20 DMTs are approved in the U.S., similar to what's available in the rest of the world. DMTs are administered via pills, injections, and infusions, and their efficacy, side effects, and costs vary significantly. One size does not fit all. Yet, too many neurologists present MS patients with only the names of two or three DMTs to choose from. Patients are left to navigate the complex DMT waters on their own. While this is understandably difficult for people who are new to MS, it's also not an easy decision for old-timers. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a way to logically choose the best DMT by taking into consideration a person's level of disability, lifestyle, and risk tolerance? Well, this method currently is in the works. Enter the DMT tool. A group of MS specialists at Barts Health in London is developing a DMT tool, which is an online application designed to remove much of the uncertainty when choosing a DMT. It does this by determining a patient's unique health and lifestyle factors and matching their needs with the appropriate medications. For example, do you care whether a treatment comes as a pill, injection, or infusion? Will a relatively minor side effect, such as flushing or hair loss, bother you? How about long-term side effects? Are you able to regularly visit a doctor's office or other location to be treated? Are you more interested in preventing relapses than in slowing long-term disability? Do you plan to become pregnant? The goal of this DMT tool is empowering PWMS to pick a treatment rationally after being offered two or three drugs by their MS team. Bart's health neurologist, Ide Smits, wrote on the MS blog, "In our opinion, a rational treatment choice translates into a drug with a high efficacy when it comes to treating your MS, but is equally compatible with your lifestyle, personal, and professional ambitions. Test drive the DMT tool. I've had a look at the DMT tool, which is currently being beta tested, and I'm impressed. To use it, first select the DMTs your neurologist has suggested. The tool lists 9 available in the UK. Then use a pull-down menu to answer 8 questions about your healthcare and lifestyle needs. Answers range from unimportant to very important. The tool will then suggest which health or lifestyle factors might be associated with each question, such as active or quiet MS, frequent travel, or busy schedule, for example. When that's finished, you can click a button, and you're presented with 2 graphs. A bar graph shows the level of suitability for each DMT you're considering, while a line graph shows how each DMT ranks for each of the 8 considerations you used. The proof is in the DMT selection. I entered the 4 DMTs I've been treated with, Avonex, Tysabri, Aubagio, and Lemtrada, and answered the 8 questions. As shown in the graphs, the tool ranked the DMTs from most to least suitable for me, Lemtrada, Tysabri, Aubagio, and Avonex. That's exactly how I would have ranked them based on my actual experience with each. Wow. The members of the team that designed this MS tool are anxious to have people try it out and provide feedback on its design, content, and overall usefulness. A link to do so can be found at the bottom of the testing site. If you're listening on SoundCloud, you can go to the notes, which will give you the link to the test. I encourage everyone to take a look and let the folks at Bart's know what you think.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums. A trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.